Mending Global Fences. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. President Biden will attend the Group of Seven, or G7, summit today. He'll join virtually the leaders of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the UK. The president has two big points he wants to make. Here's Air Marketplace's Erica Barris.
The first, the U.S. will officially return to the 2015 Paris Agreement, which aims to limit global temperatures. President Trump withdrew from the 196-country agreement on his first day in office in 2017. The Biden administration rejoining signals a commitment to fighting climate change. And this is part of the administration's efforts to rebuild ties with the international community. Earlier this week, it was announced that the U.S. would pay $200 million to the World Health Organization after the Trump administration cut funding and began to withdraw the U.S. from the U.N. health body last year. Biden halted the withdrawal on his first stay in office. The other big thing to look at, President Biden will announce a $4 billion global vaccine effort that will bolster the purchase and distribution of COVID-19 vaccine to poorer nations. Biden also plans to use the G7 meeting to discuss the group's collective competitiveness and the economic challenges posed by China. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
Democrats in Congress officially introduced the president's immigration bill yesterday. There is a lot in there: better technology for enforcing the border, a plan to process refugees in Central America before they get to the U.S.-Mexico border, and it would create a path to citizenship for the roughly 11 million unauthorized immigrants currently in the U.S. That path would take 8 years for these immigrants, but it would be faster for people with DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or Temporary Protected Status, and for many unauthorized farm workers, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Farm workers who can show they've worked at least 400 days in the last 5 years would be eligible for an expedited path to citizenship.
They could apply immediately for green cards and then apply for citizenship 3 years later.
Julia Gillatt is with the Migration Policy Institute. She says in addition to legal status, the bill would also provide more protections for people working in farming and agriculture.
Farm workers have been excluded from overtime pay under U.S. labor law, but this bill would open that up for them.
And introduce new criminal penalties for employers who violate labor laws. Clarissa Martinez at the advocacy organization Unidos US says including more protections for farm workers in the bill and giving them a quicker path to citizenship
is an acknowledgement of the very important work that these farm workers are doing and our dependence on their labor.
Especially, Martinez says, during the pandemic. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 1 to 4/10% range, with the Dow future up 43 points. Texans are grappling with the damage to their homes from the wave of winter storms that left millions of people without power for days and many without running water. One of the big problems, pipes that froze, broke open, and flooded their homes. From Austin, Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
The power went out in Adrienne Euler's house early Monday morning.
And we made it through that night, but then, you know, I mean, it was pretty miserable. And we, you know, I have two kids.
She lives just north of Fort Worth with her husband, 10-year-old daughter, and 6-year-old son. After that miserable night, they piled into the car and headed over to her father-in-law's place, about an hour and a half away. But before they left home, they followed the standard advice: leave the faucets dripping to prevent the pipes from freezing. But they found out when they returned the next day, it didn't work.
Basically, we had like 2 inches of water in the house.
She says water was even seeping through the foundation.
It looks like it was a pipe in the attic that burst and then came down into like a broom closet, and then that flooded, and then, you know, that went to the whole house.
She says her husband and father-in-law removed most of the standing water using shop vacs. Then it was time to call an expert.
I mean, I called like 15 plumbers.
15 phone calls just to find someone to come out and check on her house. Now, that led me to ask Joe Cooper, a plumbing apprentice coordinator in Austin, whether we have enough plumbers around to do the work that's coming. In Texas right now, you can cry or you can laugh about it.
Well, there's 70,000 licensees in the state of Texas. The answer to your question is yes, sir. They'll get there.
Eventually, but the plumbing line is already backed up. By the middle of this week, the Austin Fire Department had already responded to some 700 burst pipe complaints. And that's just Austin. People all over the state are calling around for plumbers, too. They're also calling their insurance companies to figure out what damage is covered.
Insurers commonly and explicitly cover damage that's caused from busted or ruptured pipes.
Andrew Hurst is with Value Penguin, which provides consumer advice on insurance.
Secondly, many policies reference power failures. If the power fails in an offsite location and that power failure results in a covered loss, of which water damage is one in this situation, the insurer will cover the loss.
That is what happened in Texas. Power went out, heat went off, pipes burst. Adrienne Ewell has a $1,000 homeowner's insurance deductible on her policy. Now, she's hopeful it'll cover any damage done to her home as a result of the flooding. Whether it'll pay for damage done to her furniture and rugs, she says, is a whole other question. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Alex Schroeder. And the people going into the studio to get our show out are our engineers, Brian Allison, Jay Siebold, and Ben Talladay. I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.